And then now we have, you know, we see courts kind of putting back restrictions on what is reasonable in the time frame.
Diligence.
Yeah, due diligence and stuff like that. But what basically is a motion to reopen? It is recognized as a very important right under the INA of respondents to be able to file their statutory motions to reopen. And they're...
Can I steal some water?
This is the reason you want to file a motion to reopen, obviously, is you want that deportation order to be gone, right? You want the case to be reopened, you want the deportation order to be gone so your client is not deported. But what else do you want to do? You want to be able to apply for a different kind of relief or have a second bite of the apple or do whatever it is that you need to do to avoid that removal order. But you do usually need some kind of remedy. That's what makes the motion to reopen most effective. Now, there's statutory authority for these motions. and then you have, in the statutes, you have the differentiation between these various types of motions to reopen. So you have a general motion to reopen, which is limited to one within the 90 days. You have changed country conditions for asylum. Not changed circumstances, but changed country conditions for asylum or withholding or CAT that do not have any deadline. The VAWA motions to reopen that I was talking about, there is a one-year deadline, but it can be told by showing that it is related to the abuse. The failure to file within the 1 year is related to the abuse, and that is pretty easy to show because the court needs to take the abuse into account. So it's almost a circular argument. A sua sponte motion, that is not a statutory motion. That is a regulatory motion, and it is no deadline. There's a lot of other problems, but non-reviewability being the biggest problem. You have joint motions, DHS motions, and either jointly by the DHS or just DHS, and those have no numerical or statutory deadline, numerical or temporal deadline. And you know, being a joint motion or being a DHS motion, you probably have a pretty good chance of it getting granted, unless you're Michelle litigating in Dallas. Reopening a DHS order, a DHS issued order, there's another 30 days. But sometimes these DHS orders, you might have a federal suit, like an APA claim or something, that you can have them reviewed in district court rather than by the BIA. What's a motion to reconsider? Well, a motion to reconsider, it is asking the IJ or the BIA to fix their own misinterpretation of the law. So you're pointing out their error in their previously issued decision. Again, if it's granted, case is reopened, or the case is, you know, the initial, you know, bad decision, because I don't think you'd file a motion to reconsider a good decision. The initial bad decision is going to be reopened, and the client is not deportable. Okay. So for motions to reconsider, they are limited to one motion within 30 days of the date of the final order. Keep in mind that filing a motion to reconsider will not toll necessarily the time you need to file an actual appeal, if it's something you do have to file an appeal on. It's just asking the judge or the BIA to reconsider their position because and pointing out what the errors of law were in their initial decision. The motion to reopen is new facts supported by affidavits or evidentiary material that was not previously available and could not have been discovered. It could not have reasonably been discovered. It is one motion, again, within 90 days of the date of the final order, unless there's some kind of exception, say the VAWA or DHS joins. Now, if it is outside that 90 days, that's when we talk about equitable tolling. Equitable tolling is available for statutory motions, maybe.
Yes. I mean, before you go further, mm-hmm. There was a recent case, I think, I don't remember the name of it, it says in the past 2 months, where the person filed, I think it was a Nis Chavez or Pereira motion outside the 30 days and tried to argue, you know, that it was a motion to reopen because it was new facts, the fact that it was a new decision. And the Fifth Circuit came down and said, no. Changes in law are subject to motions to reconsider, not motions to reopen. So watch out for that 30-day deadline. I don't remember the name of the case, but, you know.
The Fifth Circuit doesn't like motions to reopen. Mm-hmm. They're not really a fan of motions to reopen, and so they'll find a lot of fault in appealing these motions to reopen.